Welcome to the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at newsramp.com. It's Thursday evening, November 13, 2025, and we have a lineup of finance headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Sky Harbor Group Corporation, NYSE's Q3 2025. Stonegate Capital Partners has updated their coverage on Sky Harbor Group Corp., NYSE KYH, for Q3 2025. Sky Harbor sustained momentum, conducting resident flight operations at 9 campuses. Constructed assets increased to over $308 million, with a JV letter of intent signed for an SH-34 hangar at OPF Phase 2. In terms of occupancy and revenue, Sky Harbor reported consolidated revenue of approximately $7.3 million for 3Q25, up 78% year-over-year. Gross margin was 13.5%, and the company ended the quarter with around $48 million in cash and U.S. treasuries. A discounted cash flow analysis suggests a valuation range of $12.81 to $19.93 for SkiH.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Valens Semiconductor Ltd. VLN Q3 25. Stonegate Capital Partners updates their coverage on Valens Semiconductor Ltd., reporting 3Q25 revenue of $17.3 million, surpassing guidance and marking sixth consecutive quarter of growth. GAAP gross margin was 63.0%, exceeding expectations. Adjusted EBITDA loss of $4.3 was better than expected. While momentum remains strong, tariff impacts pose a challenge, particularly in automotives. Valens saw growth in cross-industry business with revenue of $13.2 million, driven by VS3000 chipset adoption in Pro AV. Automotive segment revenue decreased to $4.1 million due to tariff environment. Valens expanded into industrial machine vision and medical markets with strong financial standing and guidance for steady growth through 2026. Valuation models suggest a midpoint valuation of $4.92. Stonegate Capital Partners provides investor relations and equity research services for public companies.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Burcon NutraScience Corporation, BU FY26 Q2. Stonegate Capital Partners updates their coverage on Burcon NutraScience Corporation, BU, highlighting their advancements in commercialization in 2Q26. Burcon achieved first commercial production and sales of Puratein C canola protein and Fava protein with growing demand and over $500,000 in commercial sales orders. The company broadened customer engagement with 200-plus active projects and executed a non-brokered private placement of up to $4.0 million in convertible debentures. In 2Q26, Burcon generated 36 megas in revenues, a 783% increase over the prior year, with a net loss of $359 million. Management reaffirmed revenue targets for CY25 and CY26, with a DCF valuation range of 20.29 to 25.66 per share.
Investor news breaks. Fairchild Gold Corp., TSF Fair, OTCHDF, positioned for new paradigm. Fairchild Gold Corp., listed on the TSX Venture Exchange's FIN on the OTC markets as FCHDF, has announced a memorandum of understanding to acquire the Golden Arrow project in Nevada's Walker Lane Belt for $5 million. This acquisition will add 420,000 ounces of historic gold resources to their portfolio and expand their Nevada land holding by 170%. The company is strategically positioned for success, with forecasts predicting gold to reach $5,000 per ounce within a year. Fairchild's executive chairman, Nicholas Perrault, emphasized the company's commitment to building value through high-quality assets and responsible advancement. With recent financing and a strengthened technical team, Fairchild Gold Corp. is poised for success in Nevada's prolific gold district. Investor news breaks: NanoVerisides, an American NNVC, closes $6 million registered direct offering with concurrent private placement of warrants. NanoVerisides Inc., NYSE American NNVC, closed a $6 million registered direct offering with a single healthcare institutional investor, alongside a concurrent private placement of Series A and Series B warrants for an equal number of shares, with exercise prices of $1.75 and $2, respectively. The net proceeds will be used for working capital and general corporate purposes. AGP, Alliance Global Partners, acted as sole placement agent. NanoVerisides is a publicly traded clinical stage company creating nanomaterials for antiviral therapy. The company's lead drug candidate is NV387, a broad-spectrum antiviral drug for RSV, COVID, long COVID, influenza, and other respiratory viral infections. NanoVerisides is also developing drugs against various viral diseases. The company holds a worldwide exclusive perpetual license for several drugs targeting human viral diseases. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at the provided link.
Network news breaks: Supercom Ltd., SPCB, reports Q3 and 9-month 2025 results, highlighted by margin expansion and strong global EM contract momentum. Supercom Ltd., listed on NASDAQ as SPCB, recently reported their financial results for Q3 and the 9 months ending September 30, 2025. Their 9-month revenue was $20.4 million, with a gross profit of $12.5 million and a gross margin of 61%. Operating income nearly tripled to $3 million, net income more than doubled to $6 million, and non-GAAP net income reached $9.3 million. In Q3, revenue was $6.2 million, with a gross margin of 60.8%. Supercom highlighted momentum with over 30 new EM contracts since mid-2024, expanding across the U.S., Europe, Israel, and North America. The company offers advanced safety, identification, and security solutions globally, catering to governments and organizations. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. Mining news breaks: Lahontan Gold Corp. TSECO LGTXF receives BLM approval for expanded exploration at Santa Fe Mine. Lahontan Gold Corp. TORXXXF has received approval from the Bureau of Land Management for an expanded exploration at the Santa Fe Mine project. This approval allows Lahontan to advance a significantly expanded drilling and development program across a 12.2-kilometer-squared area with more than 700 drill holes targeting new geologic and geochemical anomalies. The project includes high-priority targets such as the Pinnacles area and Guzzler Zone. The Santa Fe Mine project, with past production of 359,002 ounces of gold and 702,067 ounces of silver, has a Canadian National Instrument 43-101 compliant indicated mineral resource of 1,539,000 AOEQ and an inferred mineral resource of 411,000 AOEQ. For more information, visit Lahontan Gold Corp's website at www.lahontangoldcorp.com.
Mission IR news breaks: Nexplat Corp. NXPL NXPLW reports Q3 2025 results, highlighted by cost reductions and improving healthcare trends. Nexplat Corp. NXPL NXPLW reported Q3 2025 results with $13.8 million in revenue, down from $15.4 million last year due to lower 340B pharmacy contract revenue. Operating expenses decreased to $4.7 million from $7.8 million, leading to a reduced net loss of $2.2 million. Gross margin declined to 19.9% from 23.2% on lower healthcare and e-commerce margins. Nexplat ended the quarter with $13.9 million in cash and repurchased 130,549 shares. The company focuses on providing healthcare and technology solutions globally through e-commerce and retail channels.
Investor news breaks: G Mining Ventures Corp. (OMINF) reports record Q3 production, cash flow, and margins as Tocantinzinho reaches steady state. G Mining Ventures Corp. (OMINF) announced record Q3 production, with the Tocantinzinho mine delivering 46,360 ounces, generating $167 million in revenues. The company reported free cash flow of $95.8 million, adjusted EBITDA of $122.6 million, a net income of $123.8 million, maintaining a low $1,046 AISC for strong margins. GMIN continues disciplined, self-funded growth with Oko West construction underway, Gurupi progressing, and a focus on long-life, low-cost operations. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at hdinm/gminf.
Investor News Breaks, Optimum Bank Holdings, Inc., NYS American, OPHC, reports higher Q3 earnings and strong deposit and loan growth. Optimum Bank Holdings, Inc., OPHC, reported Q3 2025 net earnings of $4.32 million, up from both the prior quarter and the year-ago period, with nine-month earnings rising to $11.80 million on stronger net interest income and higher non-interest income. Deposits grew $80.62 million sequentially to $959.49 million. Loans rose $29.6 million into $813.72 million. Total assets reached $1.08 billion, and stockholders' equity increased to $116.89 million. The bank delivered a 1.68% ROAA and a 4.37% net interest margin while marking its 25th anniversary with continued balance sheet expansion and core earnings momentum.
Investor News Breaks, SKYX Platforms Corp., SKYX, reports record Q3 revenue and expands global smart building deployments. SKYX Platforms Corp., traded on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol SKYX, recently announced record Q3 2025 revenue of $24 million, with an 8% sequential gross profit increase to $8 million and a 32% gross margin. The company also secured $13 million in cash and receivables, along with an additional $5 million financing from lead shareholders. SKYX is moving towards cash flow positivity, exiting 2025, extending $11 million in notes to 2030. The company is accelerating large-scale deployments of its advanced and smart plug-and-play technologies through new agreements with Global Ventures Group for Middle East units, a $3 billion Miami Smart City project, a 278-unit Texas development, and collaborations with Home Depot, Wayfair, and ParrotUncle. SKYX's safety code standardization efforts are gaining regulatory momentum, and its AI-driven e-commerce upgrade targets a 30% conversion lift. Management highlights a U.S. total addressable market of roughly $500 billion across 4.2 billion ceiling applications.
Investor News Breaks. SoberSafe Inc., OBR, posts triple-digit Q3 revenue growth and strong demand for SR Gen 2, SOBR Safe Inc., trading on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol SOBR, reported a 136.1% year-over-year increase in Q3 2025 revenue, driven by the strong demand for its SOBR Sure Gen 2 device. The device accounted for over 80% of quarterly revenue, contributing to annual recurring software revenue of $152,200, up 60.5%. The company sold 277 devices, refined its marketing strategy, and saw a 266% increase in website traffic. Despite a net loss widening to $2.2 million, SoberSafe remains focused on commercialization, expanding channel partnerships, and investing in product development and software capabilities for long-term growth. Gold rallies as economic data solidifies Fed rate cut possibility. The price of gold rose by almost 3% this week, hitting $4,119 an ounce following the release of U.S. economic data. This has increased expectations of a Fed rate cut, driving investor demand for the precious metal. While the outlook for gold remains positive, market watchers warn of potential volatility if upcoming economic data surprises to the upside. Companies like Platinum Group Metals Ltd., NYSE American, PLG, PTM are involved in the mining sector. Mining Newswire is a specialized communications platform focusing on developments in the global mining and resources sectors, offering a range of services to help companies reach a wide audience. Quick Contract Review builds on early media momentum, extends $19 AI contract review for small business owners. QuickContractReview.com is extending its $19 AI contract review offer to provide affordable contract clarity to small business owners nationwide. Traditional legal reviews can be costly and time-consuming, but Quick Contract Review simplifies the process with AI-driven language analysis and trained reviewers, returning a clear report within hours. Founder Clint McDonald emphasizes the importance of contract clarity for all business owners. Upload your contract. Receive a clarity report in hours. Visit quickcontractreview.com to take advantage of the $19 introductory offer. Quick Contract Review LLC, based in Phoenix, Arizona, aims to make contract confidence accessible to businesses of all sizes through AI-powered analysis and human-reviewed reports.
Indus Records strong third quarter. Indus Group reported a strong third quarter with adjusted EBITDA earnings up 10% to $48.1 million. The quarterly margin reached 11.0%, and incoming orders for 2025 were up 17% from the previous year. Despite challenges in the macroeconomic environment, revenue reached $437.4 million in the third quarter, with earnings up 10.1% year over year. The engineering, infrastructure, and materials solutions segments all showed positive results, with revenue and earnings increasing. Indus is projecting group revenue between $1.70 billion and $1.85 billion for the full year 2025, with earnings expected in the range of €130 million to €165 million. The company continues to focus on internationalization, acquisitions, and engineering competence as key growth drivers.
PPAC Private Bank & Trust, named a best bank to work for. PPAC Private Bank & Trust has been named one of the 2025 best banks to work for by American Banker. The ranking is based on an employee survey and review of benefits. PPAC Private Bank & Trust was ranked number 48 on the list. This is the eighth consecutive year they have received this honor. The bank offers a client-centric approach to banking, wealth management, and investment solutions. For more information, visit their website at www.ppacprivate.com. Benzinga Virtual Events, unveiling the Cboe Magnificent 10 Index, a new way to trade tech titans. Join Cboe and Benzinga for an exclusive pre-launch webinar introducing the Cboe Magnificent 10 Index, a new benchmark capturing U.S. large-cap technology and growth. This thematic equal-weighted index features the Magnificent 7 stocks plus AMD, Broadcom, and Palantir. Hosted by industry experts Henry Schwartz and Gianni DiPoci, this free live session will provide insights into the MGTN Index's design, methodology, and product suite. Learn about the upcoming launch of options and futures on MGTN, offering efficient exposure to today's growth leaders. Whether you're a trader, portfolio manager, or market enthusiast, don't miss this event on Thursday, November 13th, 2025 at 11 a.m. EST. Register for free at Benzinga's website.
Beeline Holdings, BLNE, achieves cash flow positivity in lending operations, prices $7.4 million registered direct offering. Beeline Holdings, the emerging digital mortgage lender and SaaS platform, announced that its lending entity achieved cash flow positivity in October, positioning the company to reach overall cash flow positivity by Q1 2026. The company priced its $7.4 million registered direct offering of 4,620,000 shares of common stock, expected to close on or about November 12, 2025. With a debt-free balance sheet since September, Beeline does not anticipate further capital raises to fund operations. The scalable, AI-driven SaaS mortgage platform has shown roughly 30% quarterly revenue growth and a 91% year-to-date unit increase. Proceeds from the offering will support general corporate purposes, working capital, warehouse requirements, and redemption of Series E preferred stock, avoiding the issuance of approximately 800,000 shares through non-dilutive execution. Supercom Ltd. partners with B2i Digital as featured company to expand investor awareness. Supercom Ltd., a Tel Aviv-based provider of electronic monitoring solutions for governments worldwide, has been named a B2i Digital featured company. With a focus on offender electronic monitoring services, Supercom's Pure Security Suite offers innovative technology solutions to address public safety challenges. The company's IoT division has seen significant growth, achieving a 41.7% compound annual growth rate from 2021 to 2024. Supercom's international footprint includes over 15 national electronic monitoring projects, demonstrating their competitive positioning in the market. With a strong focus on research and development, Supercom has invested over $45 million, resulting in 119 issued patents. The company's partnership with B2i Digital will help them communicate their value proposition to a broader investor audience as they continue their global expansion strategy. Investor news breaks. Knightscope Inc., KSCP, achieves $1 million in new contracts and renewals, expands growth across security and communication technologies. Knightscope Inc., KSCP, has achieved a significant milestone with $1 million in new contracts and renewals, showcasing the increasing demand for its autonomous security and emergency communication solutions. The company secured over 60 new emergency communication device sales across various sectors and hundreds of renewals, expanding its recurring revenue base. Knightscope also obtained 8 new machine-as-a-service subscriptions for its autonomous security robots and 7 renewals in industries like healthcare and gaming. This success highlights Knightscope's position as a leader in technology-driven safety infrastructure and its ability to generate predictable, data-driven recurring revenue. Learn more about Knightscope's innovative solutions at w.knightscope.com.
Investor news breaks. Anovis Bio Inc., ANVS, reports major clinical and corporate milestones as Phase 3 Alzheimer's trial advances toward completion. Anovis Bio Inc., a late-stage clinical drug platform company, reported significant progress in the third quarter of 2025. The company fully activated all 84 sites in its Phase 3 Alzheimer's study and announced promising biomarker data from its Phase 2-3 trial. Recent achievements include transferring patents to a new crystal form of buntanetap with IP protection through 2046, publishing supportive pharmacokinetic data, and appointing Mark Guerin as CFO. President and CEO Maria Maciachini stated that every element is aligned as they move toward data readouts and an NDA submission. Anovis Bio is dedicated to addressing neurodegeneration in diseases like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, with a focus on improving patient outcomes and quality of life.
Investor news breaks. Silvercorp Metals Inc., SVM, See American SVM, announces CFO transition and key finance appointments. Silvercorp Metals Inc., SVM, announced CFO transition and key finance appointments. Derek Liu retired as CFO after nearly a decade, staying on in a consulting role. Winnie Wong is now interim CFO, bringing over 15 years of corporate finance experience. Lei Wu was named corporate controller, joining from New Gold Inc. These appointments highlight Silvercorp's commitment to financial governance and talent development. Silvercorp is a Canadian mining company producing silver, gold, lead, and zinc with a focus on profitability and growth potential. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Italian businesses eye Hong Kong as key gateway to Asia. Italian businesses are increasingly looking to Hong Kong as a key gateway to Asia, according to a recent report by the Hong Kong Trade Development Council and the Italy-China Council Foundation. The report, part of the upcoming Think Business, Think Hong Kong campaign, highlights the strong interest of Italian companies in partnerships and trade opportunities in Hong Kong and the Chinese mainland. The survey found that 77% of Italian businesses are enthusiastic about expanding in Asia, with Hong Kong being a priority market. Additionally, there is significant potential for Italian companies to leverage regional trade agreements, such as the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership and the Closer Economic Partnership Arrangement, to enhance their engagement with Hong Kong and the wider Asian market.
UK government announces $18.4 million in awards to support quantum computing projects. British officials have allocated $18.4 million in awards to support over a dozen quantum computing projects. The Quantum Sensing Mission Primer awards aim to deploy quantum computers that surpass current supercomputers by 2036. Science Minister Patrick Vallance called the technology revolutionary, highlighting its potential to transform medical diagnostics and reduce computation times from decades to seconds. The UK has committed a total of $880 million to advance quantum technology development in the country. American firms like D-Wave Quantum Inc. are racing to commercialize quantum computing innovations.
the hidden force behind the AI revolution. Artificial intelligence is revolutionizing the tech industry, with gold and silver playing a crucial role in powering AI hardware. ES Gold Corp is at the forefront of meeting the increasing demand for these precious metals, with technology demand for gold growing by 7% last year alone. As AI infrastructure expands globally, the need for conductive metals is expected to rise significantly. ES Gold Corp is strategically positioned to address this demand with a fully funded gold-silver project geared for near-term production and sustainable growth. Industry giants like Meta Platforms Inc., Tesla Inc., and Nvidia Corp. are also part of this evolving ecosystem. To learn more about this exciting development, visit networknewswire.com for additional information.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.